Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Did you hear that slight change in the volume of my microphone? Well, I changed the position, so I'm speaking a little bit closer. Reminds me of the time, how many of you who are listening to the program right now remember WBCN, which used to be at the top of, it was on the 50th floor of the Prudential Building. And of course, I was into radio then, which I obviously am now. And so I used to go up and watch the DJs. And what they would do is they'd be sitting behind the board and they'd put their mouth right up to the microphone. You know, you'd think today, obviously with COVID and everything, you'd think today they would change the microphone. The windscreen is except it looks like almost like a tennis ball. It's not, but it looks almost like a tennis ball in the microphone. You'd think they would change that on a regular basis. But I actually never saw them do that. But anyway, and so they put their mouth right next to the microphone. Well, that's what I just did. I was on the wrong, not so much the wrong side of the microphone, but it just wasn't where I should be. And so the volume went right up and the placement where the microphone is in front of you makes a big difference. So anyway, I had a whole set of shows planned for this week, and then there was a change in the recording schedule. So that's why we're kind of putting things together as we go along. You'll hear the shows next week, and one of the things we're focusing on is unions. And you might say, well, what are unions all about? And where does the church stand on unions? Now, you may or may not know that the very first union that ever existed was the Knights of Labor, which was a Catholic organization. And so one of the things that that was the beginning of what ultimately becomes the Catholic Church supports unions and has supported the unions worldwide since the publication of an encyclical, which I would recommend everyone read. I don't care if you're Catholic or not, called Rerum Novarum. And if you have a chance to read it, now you can find anything that we have in the Catholic Church that's published for the most part over at www.vatican.va. And you do have to put the www. So go www.vatican.va. And if you do this on a desktop, it's actually completely different on a phone. But if you do it on a desktop, one of the first things you're going to notice is first of all, obviously you're going to come to the front page of the Vatican website. One of the first things you're going to notice, it's very most likely it's going to be in Italian, but up in the top right hand corner, there is a little drop down menu that allows you to put it into English if you do not read Italian. And if you go down to the bottom of that page, you can see a list of popes, and it's I don't know what you call it, like a menu that slides left and right as opposed to up and down. So go look up Leo the 13th. He was the pope at the turn of the century. He was from the late 1800s to the beginning of the 1900s. I think he was the first pope on film, as a matter of fact. And then if you go there at the very bottom of that, well, you'll see Leo the 13th. You click on that picture, Leo the 13th. You go at the very bottom of that and you click on the link, you'll come to a list of his publications. So go to encyclicals, you can have your local priest who can teach you how to do this if by chance you can't remember all these steps. But it's really simple. Go to encyclicals and look through them to further into the 1800s and look for 1891, May 15th, Rerum Novarum. And if you look at that, that is the first, the original document of Catholic social teaching. And it's come out with, generally, there is an update or it's like an anniversary of a document by the next pope every so many years. So it's usually 25, it could be 40 years. It was the name of one of them, Quadrisimo Anno. It could be 100 years, Centesimos Annus, which is what Pope John Paul II did in 1992. And so it's an encyclical. And we actually, and again, let me just say this, anyone can read these. So if you're saying, well, I'm not Catholic, well, of course you can read it. You can read that the whole bit. But if you look through it, you're going to find fascinating stuff there. And I've always done, I've done this in two parishes where I did a discussion of Rerum Novarum with members of the parish. And we would all look at it. We get copies and we go through it. And granted, it's now, 130 years old. And as they would, as we went through it, they're going, this is like it was written yesterday. Because it deals with all the issues that you always deal with the economy, which includes labor conditions, includes unions, and includes the fight between capitalism and socialism. The church is not into socialism, by the way. It has all of this. And, of course, the reason why this was written in 1892 was socialism was becoming stronger then, and so was communism. So what happened is Pope Leo XIII gave a response of where the church stands on socialism and where the church stands on communism. And it was a fascinating document. Well, in that is also where he explains the church supports unions, which we are going to talk about next week. But in the meantime, I want to flesh a little bit about that out for right now. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check that out. You can connect to our Substack newsletter. We're using more of that as we go along. You know, the other thing I happen to find out is when we publish the podcast, we also publish it on YouTube. And I'll have to put a link up there because I found a lot of people listening to us on YouTube. So I found that out, too. I'll put the link up on the page. So anyway, we're talking about the Catholic Church supports unions and why. You have to realize when this was originally written. It was written in 1892, and unions were just starting to be formed at the time. Now, the first union in the United States was the Knights of Labor, which was a Catholic organization. Rerum Novarum, by the way, was written to the entire world. So it's a focus on unions internationally. So when we talk about the Knights of Labor, we're talking about the first union in the United States. But Pope Leo XIII later talks about how the church stands worldwide on unions. And basically the point is that with a union, you have the ability to work with the company to make sure that labor is treated humanly. And we always believe in a living wage, and we believe in the proper working conditions, which is also the reason why unions were put together. So those are two things, or several things, that are important with unions. And they're also there to work to, basically, if you think about it this way, and, you know, I am not a Marxist. I am not a communist. But I did study Marx. I took a course in it for my understanding of liberation theology, which I am not a liberation theologian either. I don't embrace that either. But we had to study it. And one of the things that Karl Marx taught Which was actually right. I mean, just because we don't agree with him doesn't mean he is 100% wrong. There were certain things he was very right about. And one of the things he was right about is up until the Industrial Revolution, you see, unions didn't exist prior to the Industrial Revolution, and they didn't need to exist. Say, for example, you had a guy who made shoes. So he made shoes, and his work as a shoemaker or even repairer, which we call a cobbler, even if he was working for somebody else, that was his work, it was his skill, it was his ability to do that. So if you went to a shoemaker today who makes his own shoes, granted they would be rather expensive, but you would be getting his work when you bought the shoes. But then when the Industrial Revolution came out, as Marx says, the worker was alienated from his work, from his labor. So what happens is he doesn't make the shoes anymore. The machine makes the shoes. And this, by the way, was such an intense reality. I'm sure you know this, that the French shoemakers were being put out of work because of the machines that made shoes. And so they tried to break the machines. And the word for shoe in French is sabot. And so they would use shoes to break the shoemaking machine because they were alienated from their labor. Now their labor is not a craft, it's a commodity. And that's what Karl Marx recognized. In that case, he was dead on right. I don't believe in his communism, but he was dead on right about that. And so when they tried to break the machine, they committed, the word is sabotage. That's where the word comes from. And it's because of that transformation of labor, which brought in unions. We'll talk more tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.